today for the Eclipse BS report. There's no S. No Scared today. We have a delightful replacement.
A
special guest star in the form of our very own Lynn Gajewski.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
So, I'm looking forward to EclipseCon. Are you looking forward to EclipseCon?
Definitely.
So, tell me what's going on at EclipseCon. What do we need to know about?
Well, there's a very active day on the Monday, March 23rd, which is actually the tutorial day.
The tutorial day, yeah.
Yes.
The tutorial day.
So, but we also have a members meeting that's going on in the afternoon from 1:30 to 5:30. So just a reminder to members, committers, if you want to come out to that, send us an RSVP to members.meeting@eclipse.org.
So I guess if people are wondering if they're a member... you're a member, I guess, if you're a committer or if you're a representative from a member company.
Right. And if in doubt, just send an email and we'll tell you if you're not.
And then if you show up and you're not a member, Lynn will be waiting at the door.
Yes. I've been working out.
And so. you don't want to cross Lynn.
You don't. Also that day, a thing that I think is going to be very fun, at 5:30, there are the Eclipse Community Awards. We're going to announce the winners and hand out trophies. As well, they're having PowerPoint karaoke, which I'm not quite sure what that is, but I think I'm going to have to go just to see what that is.
Well, I know that Kara in Japanese means empty, and Oki means head, so empty head, PowerPoint empty head. It's all I got.
Sounds good.
It's all I got. And that's in the theater. There's also a new members meeting that day?
Yes, for any new members, that's in the morning. From 9:30 to 11:30.
So, and what kind of activities would a new member expect to engage in that two-hour meeting?
There's a lot of information about what the foundation does and how you can get involved. It's basically an overview of what it is to be an Eclipse member.
So they would learn how to get along with get integrated, I guess, with the Eclipse community, that sort of thing.
Yep, and ask questions.
Leverage resources and find out, just, I guess, meet it. Give us a chance to meet you and you a chance to meet us.
Definitely.
What else have we got about EclipseCon? I'm sorry, I'm scanning Lynn's cheat sheet here.
Well, one thing we're going to do this time as well, Denise kind of in charge of it, but Tuesday and Wednesday, Denise, Nathan, and I are going to hang out in the registration area, and we're trying to recruit people that are either new to Eclipse or just don't use the website often, and we're going to do some testing of the eclipse.org site to make it better, to improve the navigation or see how people, how easy it is to find things. So I'll be kind of hanging out in the halls trying to recruit people, but feel free if you're kind of a newbie to track us down there Tuesday or Wednesday afternoon and give us your feedback. I'm sure we'll be giving away some free shirts too.
Oh, free shirts. So the idea then is to get some sense of what we're doing well and what we're doing poorly with the Eclipse.org website and make some improvements. So would I assume then that they could expect to be asked to find certain things or do certain things with the website? Or
yeah, exactly. And we're planning to have it, you know, no more than 15 minutes. So
15 minutes of your time could be very valuable to the community.
Definitely.
Excellent. What else? Like, oh, I see we've got EclipseCon exercise activities. Of course, that's being kicked into high gear. It's one of the Darrens, and I
yep.
never remember which one, I have to admit. Sorry, Darrens.
It's Darren Swanson. He ran it last year, and I know he's kicking off Monday at 6 a.m., which is quite early, but Tuesday to Thursday, it's a more reasonable 7 a.m. I ran a few times last year, and it's definitely open to people of all abilities. I, myself, will probably be leading the walking group, so feel free to join me. But I thought it was a really cool addition, and it's something that Darren runs on his own outside of the foundation, so it's always great to have volunteers like that.
So I'm not really good at 6 a.m. in any time zone. I've never actually come out to this, but I think this year I'm going to make a point of it. How do we find the group?
We just meet in the lobby.
Just meet in the lobby of the Hyatt.
Yeah, and usually there's about 20 people, so it's not hard to miss.
It's a group of 20 people wearing shorts and running shoes.
I would recommend just staying up at the party all night.
Okay.
And then, so it's kind of an end to your evening more than an early start to the day.
That's some good advice. Now, EclipseCon actually doesn't just start on Monday. We actually have some events on Sunday, although I don't think either of us have written down what those events are. I know there's an Architecture Council meeting, but the Architecture Council already knows about that.
I know Ian is having a blogger/Twitter party on Sunday, and that's in the lobby I believe it's 7:30, but you have to talk to Ian about it to get on the list.
Well, and I guess the best way to get a hold of Ian would be probably through Twitter.
Yes.
Or excellent. Now is that's in the bar in the Hyatt or
yes.
in the lobby? Okay, so in the bar at the Hyatt. There's actually a few meetings going on there. That's one of the nice things about EclipseCon is this informal tendency to create these informal meetings. Okay, so I believe we're through Lynn's sheet. I want to talk briefly today about some of the project changes that are coming up. There's a review tomorrow, March 11th. First on the list is EclipseLink 1.1, which is doing a re-release. I guess it's a release re-review. There was an issue with a JPA 2.0 library that has to be removed. So apparently the support for JPA 2.0 in EclipseLink is being deferred for a future release pending, I think, finalization of the JPA library. Pardon me, that's JPA 2.0. EclipseLink fully supports JPA 1.0. There's also a move review scheduled tomorrow for the FOTRAN project. FOTRAN is a IDE support for the FORTRAN programming language. Now, you know, I remember, I've known about FOTRAN for a little while, but I remember being blown away that we have FORTRAN support for Eclipse. Apparently, it's pretty popular. 50K downloads, about 30 posts a month on their mailing list and news group, which, you know, for FORTRAN sounds astounding. Anyway, they're moving to the Parallel Tools platform. The burden of being a full project in their own right is apparently too much, so they want to leverage some effort out of that Parallel Tools platform project. Another creation review, the STEM project, Spatio-Temporal Epidemiological Modeler. You know, I'm just going to have to let you go read the website on that one. I understand it's primarily initially concerned, pardon me, with modeling the spread of infectious diseases, but there's some geo-modeling and other features that are generally useful. So certainly from a research point of view and probably, well, you know, certainly infectious disease. I don't know, we got nothing. Moving on. EMF index creation review, fast and scalable queries of EMF data. EMF is certainly taking the modeling world by storm, and ultimately, I think, the world itself. Something that's been pretty exciting and we're getting a lot of buzz about is the JETI project. JETI is, as many of us know, the HTTP server written in Java. With Eclipse 3.4, they replaced the help system from using previously used Tomcat. Now they've been using JETI for a little while. And now JETI is being moved from Codehouse to Eclipse. Creation review is tomorrow. So we look forward to having JETI as part of Eclipse in time for EclipseCon, which will be pretty cool.
I think we should mention, too, for all the references to tomorrow,
right.
The date is...
The date today is, of course, March 10th. I did mention that the review release review is on March 11th.
Okay.
It's probably a little late to be getting input into that. The call will either... chances are all of these... the way things go, we only schedule an actual release review call if somebody asks for it. So chances are most of these... release or move or create reviews have already happened and have been complete. Although if you still have input into these projects and you're curious about them, if you go to the eclipse.org/projects page, there's a link to what's new. And on there you can find out about these project reviews that are coming up and participate in them. And of course, it's never too late to add your input to a project. So last week, I spent some time traveling. I was talking with various university students. I was at Carleton University, University of Victoria, and University of British Columbia talking to undergrads.
Drinking some beers, I guess?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, actually, there was a disturbing lack of alcohol consumption.
Disappointing.
Disappointing. Disappointing is the word I was looking for. Disappointing.
Kids today.
The kids today, just they all seem far more responsible than I recall. But anyway, I not so much learned. I guess I confirmed some suspicions that I had that students... tend to know Eclipse as an IDE, as a Java IDE specifically, So I spent some time talking. Basically, I did some presentations with the different student organizations, talking about broader notions of Eclipse, Eclipse RCP, other projects. Talked a little bit about things like introduced them to Higgins, projects that are not at all what you expect from Eclipse. Talked a lot about the new runtime project, Eclipse Link, Rihanna, those types of projects. I also introduced them to the Eclipse IDE for Education project, which we created a couple of weeks ago. I'm still waiting for provisioning of that project. The other thing I talked to students about was leveraging Eclipse frameworks as part of their thesis work, their honors work, their project work, rather than spending effort developing infrastructure to make research topics work. Leverage the Eclipse infrastructure and build on top of that is the message I was relaying, and I believe it was well received. I also visited with some graduate students, specifically the Chisel group out of University of Victoria. They've got a lot of really cool stuff. I think almost all the work they do is based on Eclipse, and some of it is runtime, some of it is our tools, some of it is development. I was shown a very cool software that basically builds dynamic models of executing code and renders it as sequence diagrams. Anyway, the Chisel Group's work is, again, fascinating stuff, and if you're curious about them, www.thechiselgroup.com is where you can find some information about that.
So while we're on the topic of learning, I guess we'll also mention, too, that and quite a few of our member companies are helping us to run a training series. There's classes in developing with RCP, advanced RCP, Equinox and OSGI, and modeling. Some of the classes for modeling vary. There's EMF, GMF, or GEF covered. The classes all run from April 6th to May 29th. They take place all around the world. We have 58 classes scheduled now in 29 cities, and that's North America, Europe, China. We even have an Australia class this time around.
That's excellent. There's a lot of our member companies are doing that delivery. Now we're just we coordinate that.
We coordinate the registration, but the members are the ones who actually run the training.
And the people who are doing this training are generally, these are people who live and breathe this stuff and work in the trenches. This is top quality education.
Yeah, the experts.
We've suddenly turned into an infomercial.
Yeah.
Great.
And it blends and chops.
Oh, it blends and damn. Slices and dices, splooshes and mooshes.
So if you want for more information on that, it's available on our homepage, eclipse.org.
And then right on the homepage?
Right.
Right on the homepage. How convenient. How do I get stuff on the homepage? Anyway, the last thing I guess I want to talk about today is UDC, the Usage Data Collector. We've been collecting data now for, well, since June of last year, so for a long time. And I've done some work in the last few days organizing that data and making it more accessible. Some summaries of the data. The data itself is huge, so I've summarized the data and I've made it available off of in a comma-separated value format so that anybody can get this data and look at it. It's restricted, of course, to org.eclipse information, so stuff that comes actually out of Eclipse projects. The data is available at eclipse.org/org/usage-data, and there's links to the data, including some reports available there. So I think that's about it for today. A lot of information in a short period of time. I hope that you've gotten some value out of it, and we'll talk to you again later.
Yeah, hope to see everyone at EclipseCon.
And thank you very much, Lynn, for participating today.
You're welcome.
See everybody at EclipseCon.